Chapter 25 Kesh.
Lady Rhea had spoken with Lord Vol, and the Eternal Crusader had been summoned back to Kesh. As they entered orbit, Vistara realized that the whole armada had been recalled, currently in orbit around a world that, 2 years earlier, had never even seen an operational spacefaring craft, were more than 24 starships. Vistara, Lady Rhea, and a few other crew took a small transport to Tov. The sharp delight Vistara took in the fact that she was no longer on the outside, wistfully looking in, but almost always brought in on every major decision and planning session, had not faded over the last 2 years. She was aware of the responsibilities of such an honor and never took it for granted. She recalled the first time she had stood in these council chambers, frightened but resolute. How naive she had been then. She smiled a little and shifted position, then stilled as Lord Vol began speaking.
A short time ago, many of us felt a very strong rippling in the Force. We sensed a presence that we immediately realized would be a threat to us. Ship was able to identify that presence as the current Grand Master of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker.
A soft murmur went through the room. Lord Vol held up his hand for silence.
The information Ship has given us on this Skywalker is sobering. He is, however, far from his home base. We do not know to what end. Still, I am not about to overlook an opportunity when one drops as perfectly into our hands as ripe fruit. Skywalker is several light years away, but still within our ability to reach. Over the last day, I have been in contact with Lady Rhea.
He nodded to Vistara's master, who stepped forward.
When Ship came to us with news of the near extinction of the Sith, she said, her voice clear and strong, we did not fall victim to despair. We acted. Vessel by vessel, we are assembling a fleet with which we will eventually take back the galaxy from the Jedi, who spread like vermin throughout system after system. Such is our goal. Some will say one man cannot hold a whole galaxy together. True, but one man can lead and inspire. If the head is cut off, the body will follow. Luke Skywalker has done much to fight the Sith, the dark side. He was at one point the last Jedi, and now he has recreated the Order with hundreds of them.
She was so disgusted by this, she was almost spitting the words.
And now, somehow, he has broadcast his presence into the Force, and we can take him down. Lord Vol and I have handpicked a single strike team to bring against this Skywalker. He...
A moment,
said Yuvar Chahl, Ahri's master.
The Grand Master of the Jedi cannot possibly be simply wandering off alone. He must be on a mission of great importance, and it's logical to believe that he has many vessels under his command. A single strike force would do nothing against that.
There was something about his presence. I do not think so. For whatever reason, my instincts are telling me that he is, if not alone, at least unaccompanied by any sort of fleet,
Lady Rhea said. Vistara understood what she meant. There had been a sense of isolation in Skywalker's presence.
Regardless, if such does turn out to be the case, we will be able to make that determination and call for reinforcements. A huge fleet will announce our presence. One or two smaller vessels will be able to glean information much more readily,
Lady Rhea continued. Chahl looked unhappy, but fell silent.
Now,
Lady Rhea continued,
we...
It rocked through them like a wave. Vistara actually stumbled. It was at once almost overpowering and nourishing. Pure dark side energy crackled through the room, piercing their hearts like an embrace that was welcomed but too tight to be truly comfortable. Vistara extended the hand as if she could physically reach out and touch whatever it was that was permeating her entire being. She wanted it, ached for it, felt tears suddenly stinging her eyes. And then, a rush of joy flooded her. Ship. He was all but singing, a devoted pet racing to his beloved master, following that call of the dark side energy.
No! Cried Vistara. Ship!
She blinked, recovering as the strange pull suddenly ended. Lady Rhea was staring at her.
Vistara, what is it doing?
Vistara licked lips suddenly gone dry. She felt intensely, terribly bereft. Abandoned, left behind, empty. Her connection with Ship had always been acknowledged as the strongest among any of the Sith. He had contacted her first, and had maintained that level of intimacy, almost through the last 2 years. Now, he had left them, left her, without even a twinge of regret or a farewell.
He's gone, she said in a voice that trembled. He's following that call.
For a dreadful moment, everyone was still. Horror, anger, and anguish flooded into the Force. And then Lord Vol rose. His body was frail, but his power was not. And he gut-punched them with his determination.
We had planned to send a strike force after Luke Skywalker. Now we have a more important mission. Follow Ship and recover it.
Him,
Vistara thought.
Ship's mail.
The strike force will prepare to launch after Ship as soon as you are prepared under the command of Lady Rhea.
Lady Rhea turned her eyes to Vistara and nodded. Excitement and fear both clutched at Vistara, but she forced them back. If she was to be of any use on this mission, she would need to be calm, be in control of her emotions, not let them dominate her. They would find Ship, and find out what had been so compelling that he had felt it necessary to abandon those he had once come to.